Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Song of Songs today, or the Song of Solomon. So if you find the Psalms in the middle of the Bible, take a right, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. We'll be reading chapters 1 and 2. Take any devotional pauses, thinking through some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Song of Solomon, which is not a book most of us take much time with. But help us to understand it and how it fits in our relationship with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Solomon's Song of Songs. That might help you. I will. They added kind of a who's talking here. Like if it's her, if it's him, if it's friends. Got this conversation between man and woman. So I will mention those in case it's helpful. She. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine. Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the young women love you. Take me away with you, let us hurry, let the king bring me into his chambers. Friends, we rejoice and delight in you, we will praise your love more than wine. She, how right they are to adore you. Dark am I, yet lovely, daughters of Jerusalem, dark like the tents of Kedar, like the tent curtains of Solomon. Do not stare at me because I am dark, because I am darkened by the sun. My mother's sons were angry with me and made me take care of the vineyards. My own vineyard I had to neglect. Tell me, you whom I love, where you graze your flock and where you rest your sheep at midday. Why should I be like a veiled woman besides the flocks of your friends? Friends, if you do not know, most beautiful of women, follow the tracks of the sheep and graze your young goats by the tents of the shepherds. He, I liken you, my darling, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariot horses. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. We will make you earrings of gold, studded with silver. She, while the king was at his table, my perfume spread his fragrance. My beloved is to me a sachet of myrrh, resting between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blossoms from the vineyards of En-Gedi. He, how beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves. She, how handsome you are, my beloved. Oh, how charming, and our bed is verdant. He, the beams of our house are cedars, our rafters are firs. Chapter 2. She, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. He, like a lily among thorns is my darling among the young women. She, like an apple tree among the trees of the forest is my beloved among the young men. I delight to sit in his shade, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. Let him lead me to the banquet hall, and let his banner over me be love. Strengthen me with raisins, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the doves of the field, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Listen, my beloved, look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, arise, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. See, the winter is past, the rains are over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth, the season of singing has come, the cooing of doves is heard in our land. The fig tree forms its early fruit, the blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. He, my dove in the clefts of the rock and the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face, let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes, that ruin the vineyards, our vineyards that are in bloom. She, my beloved is mine and I am his. He browses among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee, turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the rugged hills. That's the end of chapter 2. And that's the end of our reading for today. There is a interesting added challenge to the Song of Solomon. This is a part of Hebrew poetry. This is talking about, you know, the courtship of a man and a woman, a royal wedding. So many believe we're talking about Solomon, who wrote this, talking about his wife. Many take this to be a picture of God and his people. Certainly, there is always some of that in God's word, but this seems to be truly a love story between a man and a woman, and even how sexuality fits into that. So what do we take away from this, from these first two chapters? for application, I suppose you could read it to your wife or husband. I think, let's see, what was the verse? There was a verse that kind of stuck out to me. His banner over me is love, chapter 2, verse 4. I've heard that in a song, sung in the thought of God, God's love, and his banner maybe as a sign of this wedding, or perhaps with war, this banner that identifies this group of people together. But I think for me, I'm just thinking, you know what? If this is truly about a love story between a man and a woman, and the idea of a husband and a wife, and enjoying the relationship that God has given them and the excitement that is there, then that's what I want to apply. I want to consider the joy that God has given me in my wife, and the opportunity for us to enjoy all things together, and the excitement not only of the wedding day itself that we had and the courtship that we had, but just the celebration of love. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Song of Solomon, Lord. We need help to understand it, to put it in its right context. But Father, if you're giving us a poetic story between Solomon and his bride, between a man and a woman, between a husband and his wife, help us to embrace it and enjoy it and to apply it in ways that would honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.